And we welcome you to Believers in Business. My name is Ron Taylor. It's good to have you right here. Thank you for your time today and investing moments with us as we present another great program for you, Believers in Business, of course. And Patrick Smith, our good friend Patrick Smith, is joining us today. Here to talk with us again. Patrick has been in the financial services industry for some 42 years now. I would say that the man knows what he's talking about after all this time. And for the last 28 of those years, he's served right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area as president and senior advisor for his independent advisory firm, Baring Financial. In addition, he recently founded WealthAwareness.com, which we'll discuss in just a moment. Patrick Smith, welcome back, brother. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, Ron. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, thank you. And we're going to be talking today, well, frankly, folks, about your money. We're going to be talking about pursuing a tax-free retirement with the power of zero. And that is so strong that I think Patrick's working on a patent for that term right there, power of zero, by getting to the 0% tax bracket. Plus, Patrick, you're going to be educating us on a little-known phenomena going on in the investment world right now and the alternative investment opportunities that have arisen as a result of this. Before we get into this, we want to mention the Wealth Awareness Workshops. So, Patrick, tell us about these for a moment and let us know what the Wealth Awareness Workshops are all about.
Okay, Ron, thank you. We teach people how money works, and that's what these educational workshops are about. Mm-hmm. We're having them every month, and from month to month, we'll teach on a different wealth awareness topic, things like the power of zero, or how to minimize your taxes and maximize Social Security benefits, how to have what we call LUC with your money, liquidity use and control, how to avoid the LOC of your money, which is lost opportunity costs, mm-hmm. and how to reduce major negative transfers of your wealth. A lot of what we'll be discussing today, for instance, will hit the high points and have an overview of that kind of material. But people will get more comprehensive education if they'll come to our workshops, mm-hmm. and they'll have a clearer picture of their personal economics as a result. We want to help people gain a better understanding of their money, because out of that experience, that's what's missing in people's financial planning today. And that's the good news that people need. Seating for each workshop, of course, is limited, so they need to register. But just like with our one-on-one personal money work sessions, there's no cost or obligation, no sales pitch. Mm-hmm. We want to create a safe environment for people to gain the knowledge that they need and that will aid them in their financial decisions, their financial decision-making process.
Certainly. And when you go to wealthawareness.com, that's the website we'll point you to during our conversation, wealthawareness.com, you'll find the contact information there as you want to make the appointment with Patrick Smith. Register for the next Wealth Awareness Workshop, and all the details are online. And call, when you see the number there, 817-571-2626. It is 817-571-2626. You call and schedule a money work session. You get your questions answered, as Patrick mentioned, learn more about what they're discussing, and you'll meet face-to-face with the Smith family, in fact. No cost involved, as Patrick said, no obligation, no product sales pitch. Nothing's going to be there to present itself to make you uncomfortable in any way. In fact, just the opposite. You're going to be very comfortable, and it's the perfect way to really begin to fan out your financial information and begin the process of helping. It is a process, the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. Wealthawareness.com and the number, and you'll find it there on the website, 817-571-2626. Patrick, let's jump right into the topic here. Tell us why, give us the reasons why people should consider pursuing tax-free retirement, and more importantly, how can it be accomplished?
Well, Ron, as we've discussed, you know, before on the program, taxes are on sale today. It's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
They're low compared to historical rates. If you go back to 1944 and 45, that was the all-time high when they were 94%. And Ronald Reagan was an actor then. He became president. And of course, while he was president, one of the greatest things he did is he lowered taxes. Mm-hmm. And he did so because once you made $200,000, every dollar over that, you paid 94%. He made $100,000 a movie, and so he'd only make two films a year and only work half the year because there was no point in working past that because he was giving all that money to the federal government. And then in the 70s, Most of the people I talked to today, they don't recall, they don't think back to the 70s and the 80s. Well, taxes were at 70%. And then when Mr. Reagan became president, because of his experience in the 40s after World War II, he actually was instrumental with Congress in lowering our taxes to the lowest they've ever been, 28%. But what Congress did at the same time was they took away most of our tax deductions. And now, since the 90s, with few tax deductions, our taxes have crept up to 39.6% as the highest marginal level. But then there's the Obamacare additional taxes, which takes some people's taxes up to about 44%. So taxes are rising, but the ability to offset those taxes that we used to have before Mr. Reagan is not rising. And right here, I want to read an excerpt from David McKnight's book, The Power of Zero. It's actually the foreword from Ed Slott, who's considered, he's a CPA, and he's considered to be the retirement plan IRA 401k expert. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read this. Taxes will be increasing. This book is a wake-up call to reality. For the past 20 years, I've been warning both consumers and advisors that the writing is on the wall and the day of reckoning is upon us. This is not a prediction, but a result of plain arithmetic. Our government will soon need huge cash infusions to meet its commitments, and it will have no choice but to raise taxes on those of us who have worked hard, sacrificed, saved, and played by the rules. We were told to put our money away for retirement in tax-deferred accounts like 401ks and IRAs, and many of us did. Those who have saved the most diligently, though, will soon realize a substantial chunk of those tax-deferred retirement savings are sitting ducks for a revenue-hungry Uncle Sam. In fact, as your 401k or IRA funds grow, so does the government's share, since it is a partner on your savings. But unlike a traditional business partner, Uncle Sam can increase his partnership percentage of your tax-deferred savings whenever he needs more money, and that day is coming soon. That's from the guy that everybody looks to about information on how they should plan their retirement savings. Mm. There's a tax tsunami coming, is what he's saying. And of course, that's what David McKnight has written in The Power of Zero. And so the question is, why is it coming? Well, it's coming because, as I just read from Ed Slott, government spending. There's also another man who's out on the circuit writing books and speaking to people about the same subject. And he has even more credibility than Ed Slott. And his name is David Walker. And maybe a lot of listeners don't know that name. They can Google him. But he was the chief controller of the United States government, the General Accounting Office. He was the chief CPA in the land from 1998 through 2008 under Clinton and under Bush. And basically, he went to Congress before he retired in 2008. And he said, guys, you got a big problem. You're spending way, way too much money. And so, in fact, you're spending so much money that you're going to either have to double taxes or cut spending 60%.
Wow. Wow.
And he makes his living today talking and writing on the same subject.
Yeah.
And he was actually on the radio a few years ago. And while he was sharing this information, he said, folks, he said, there's a four-letter word that explains what's happening. And people called in and they guessed debt and they guessed children. They guessed, you know, all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And nobody got it right. And he finally said, no, it's really simple. It's called math.
Oh, I'm glad there wasn't a four-letter word that was going to be spoken on the radio. Math. So, wow.
Math.
Yeah, there you go.
And so the point is that you're spending way more than you're bringing in. You've promised, you know, trillions of dollars that you can't fulfill. That money's got to come from somewhere.
That's right.
And it's going to come out of the pockets of the American people. Mm. And most people have got their head in the sand and they're not paying attention. And he uses out of the budget, you know, he asks people to list budget items they think is causing all this excessive spending. And they list 8 or 9 budget items. And they always, somebody always lists Social Security and somebody always lists Medicare. But those are the two that if you just take those two out and take a look at them, that are, you know, skewing the whole pot. And the reason is changing demographics. And again, government spending. The government keeps spending all this money. And I've interviewed thousands of people over the last 4+ years. And I've asked them, which way do you think taxes are going to go? And there's not a one of them that has said taxes are going to go down.
Right.
And they just, you know, inherently they know, even though they couldn't maybe give the specifics, but the changing demographics is there's 78 million of us baby boomers that are going into retirement at 10,000 a day.
Yes.
And there's only 45 million of our children coming behind us. Well, if you got 78 million people being more and more conservative every day, taking their money out of the marketplace and putting it in guaranteed secure places, then the markets are going to decline and the revenue is going to decline for the federal government.
Right.
And there's only 3 people working, supporting each baby boomer. There's going to be a gap between the Generation Xers and the Echo Boomers, the Y generation. They say there's 80 million of those. Well, that's more than the baby boom, us. But the problem is there's a 15 to 20 year gap in there.
Right.
And that's what nobody's paying attention to. So what can the listeners do? This is what I'm trying to teach them. What can you do to avoid taxes? Well, the truth is everybody's money, no matter how they invest it in the myriads of all the choices of investing, there's really only 3 buckets that people put money in. They put money in a taxable bucket. That's CDs, non-qualified investments, after-tax investments, mutual funds, any kind of after-tax investment that causes a 1099.
Right.
That's goes in the taxable bucket. And most people, you know, trying to stay liquid are making nothing on their taxable bucket because, you know, liquid money is not paying anything today, but you're still paying taxes on it. The second bucket is the tax deferred bucket. That's what most people are putting all their money in their 401k, their IRAs, their 457s, their 403bs. There's a whole alphabet soup of what we call tax qualified plans that are tax deferred. And then the final bucket, hardly anybody's paying attention to, is the tax-free bucket. And when you say tax-free to anybody that may be paying attention to taxes, that usually elicits, oh, municipal bonds, they're tax-free. Most seniors, you know, use some of those for tax-free. But when I talk about tax-free, I'm talking about real tax-free. I'm talking about federal income tax-free, right. State income tax-free, and one that nobody is paying attention to is Social Security tax-free.
Right.
A lot of these Generation Xers are totally unaware that when they get to retirement and they start receiving their various retirement incomes with their Social Security, without the proper strategy, it's very likely that they're going to end up paying taxes on their Social Security. And they all understand that it was taxes out of their paycheck for 40 to 50 years that created Social Security.
Exactly.
So they ain't going to like it. And the average person that's responding to my programs is probably about 53, 54 years old. And I've been absolutely startled that none of them knows their Social Security could be taxed. And so what we try to do, obviously, is first off, wake them up that they need to be thinking about some strategies they've never heard of to eliminate this taxonomy. And so we teach them how to create a true tax-free bucket. And there's only 3 tools that you can use to create a true tax-free bucket. Mm-hmm. And one is Roth conversions, converting your existing qualified money to a Roth. And they all understand that means the toll for that is paying taxes.
Right.
Or you can do a Roth contribution. If you don't make over 181 to 188,000, you can contribute 13,000 a year if you're 50 and over to a Roth contribution account. So 6,500 per spouse, that's 13,000.
Okay.
Or you can look into and find out how what we call a LERP is the only other tax-free vehicle, and LERP stands for Life Insurance Retirement Plan. Mm. And usually when you say that word, when you say life insurance, everybody's brain shuts down and their or it tilts.
Right.
But there's a whole lot of facts and information that make that tool one of the greatest tax-free tools that exists in the marketplace today.
We know, Patrick, there's a fourth bucket, and a lot of people are filling it with ice and pouring it on their heads. And you know, I think that, you know, I guess that's kind of where we are today. We may need that that ice on our heads if we don't get in the game here, because this is serious business. We're talking about your money today with my friend Patrick Smith of Baring Financial. I want to give you the information. This is wealthawareness.com, wealthawareness.com, and you'll find the number there, the contact information, all that you need in doing your due diligence as you do that on their website, 817-571-2626. Again, 817-571-2626. When you call, you want to make sure you register for the next Wealth Awareness Workshop and schedule the Money Works session. This is where you get your questions answered. You learn more about what we're talking about today with Patrick Smith. You get to meet with them, the family, face-to-face, and there's no cost, no obligation. You're not going to be presented with a sales pitch or felt uncomfortable in any way at all. This is the beginning of a process, folks. It's the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. And that is so key in what we're talking about today. Wealthawareness.com for all the information that you're hearing today. And to make the call for the Wealth Awareness Workshop and the Money Work Session, 817-571-2626. Patrick Smith joining us here on Believers in Business, a dear friend and great ministry partner and wise counsel for those that we seek for you. Patrick, let's talk a little bit about how to use the alternative investments to grow your money while keeping the right amount of liquidity. You touched on this a moment ago, use and control of your money and how to control your taxes each year as you pursue getting that 0% tax bracket in retirement. Talk about that for a bit.
Okay, Ron, the key there is the liquidity, use and control.
Yeah.
People have to regain the liquidity, use and control of their money so they can strategize and take the steps that we teach them how to take that money from never being taxed to tax-free. Mm-hmm. And one of the, there's a phenomenon that's been taking place in the financial world for the last, I'd say 3-4 years, actually since 2008 and 2009. After the crash.
Right.
And one of the things that caused it, of course, was the crash. Another thing that caused it is the banking industry has consolidated from almost 12,000 banks down to 6,000 banks.
Wow.
And when you take that and you put the Great Recession on top of it, and then you add the new banking legislation in Dodd-Frank and the new Volcker rule and Basel III, which is an international new banking regulations, the banks are not putting money into the economy. Everybody talks about, the Fed's printed $3 trillion, so we're going to have hyperinflation. I'm not so convinced. Because that money the Fed's printed has just gone in the basement of the banks to shore up their reserves. It's not gone into the economy. The banks are not loaning money to corporate America. Mm. And as a result, this is causing a disintermediation of the banking industry and the finance systems that have traditionally kept the business skids of America greased. And so corporate America is having to go to a secondary finance system just to function. Right. And that's exactly what's happening. And it's happening on a huge, huge scale. Mm-hmm. But what it's doing at the same time that the banks aren't loaning money, and it's difficult for corporations to function, there are a host, there's about 300 what they call tertiary or secondary finance type of companies that are taking the place of the banks. Mm-hmm. And what this has done for the investor is it's eliminated the big middleman in the money system, which were the banks. You know, if they made 10 or 12% on their money, they would pay CD rates of, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6%. Mm-hmm. Well, now the investor, if he's introduced properly to the alternative investment world, he can be making those high single digit rates of return, in some cases, even double digit rates of return on his investments, as safe or safer than it being directly in the stock market, because these, a lot of these investments are not correlated to the market.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so as a result, you've got, and most of the listeners have probably heard about real estate investment trusts, REITs are called them. There's equity REITs, real estate trusts, and there's debt REITs that don't invest in real estate, but they lend money in situations. Those were introduced by law in 1960. Then in 1980, there was a law that created business development companies. Mm-hmm. And now a lot of these alternative companies have created what's called senior floating rate funds, where they're loaning money to corporations first lien secured. In other words, they own all the assets of the company they loan the money to. So right. If they default, they own all the corporation's assets.
That's right.
Again, the banks aren't loaning money. For instance, in Texas, In 2012, we had 457,000 people move into the state of Texas.
Oh, wow.
In 2013, we had 376,000. Well, for every four of those people, there's a new house that needs to be built.
That's right.
And these people that are moving in, they're not buying existing houses because they got to put 30% down to buy an existing house. They can buy a brand new house, FHA finance, for only 3%. And those houses are being built, but the banks aren't the one that are loaning the builders the interim financing to build the house so the retail customer can buy it. It's this tertiary, secondary marketplace that is loaning the money to the home builders, getting a first lien secure position on all the builders' assets to loan the money at 13 to 15%. And they're turning around and paying the investor 8 to 9%. And most of the people that respond to our radio program, they don't have a clue this kind of stuff's available.
Right.
And so what I try to do is show them, because they're all concerned about, the market's got to make a big correction. It's over 17,000. But they don't know, what should I do? And so when they come see us, we sit down and I go through all this information and show them there are non-correlated, relatively safe as compared to the stock market, places that they can diversify their monies. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned earlier, there's about 300 of these companies. There's probably a dozen of them that are multi-billion dollar size companies that are doing an incredible job. One of them is a private equity. They're mostly private equity and private debt companies. And one of them is a company that owns controlling interest in the likes of a lot of companies that we're familiar with and do business with. Ladies love Claire's Jewelry. Mm-hmm. Right up in Grapevine, we've got Great Wolf mm-hmm. Resorts.
Sure.
People have heard of Harrah's Casinos, mm-hmm. Jacuzzi. General Electric, Advanced Materials, Norwegian Cruise Lines, Coldwell Bankers, Softbees, Century 21, Sprouts,
wow.
Groceries, McGraw-Hill Publishing, Whole Foods. And there's this one company whose list I just read It's just part of the list. They're the company that brought Hostess back.
Oh, terrific.
And the Twinkie. And so
I want to break out an applause for some reason, but I'm so glad. I'm so glad the Twinkie's back.
There you go. And so what I try to do when people come to see me is I try to show them how there are alternatives.
Yeah.
That have less risk and more liquidity use and control of their assets, because you have to have that if you're going to try to build a tax-free pile of money from a taxable pile, you know, going forward between now and retirement. Mm-hmm. You know, I take them step by step through and show them the strategic steps to moving their money from their taxable 401k to a self-directed IRA and then to a Roth conversion or whatever's going to work for them. I don't know until sure. I sit down and I see exactly where they're at.
Exactly. And Patrick, yep. that's how it works. And as we wrap up our conversation, we want to thank you, brother, for all that you have done for so many years, your life investment into what you do so well now. You bless all of your clients so well and our listeners as well. And we thank you, Patrick Smith, for your time and all that you do for us. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Ron.
Patrick Smith, our good friend from Baring Financial, joining us on Believers in Business. The information I'll leave you with is key. It's wealthawareness.com, wealthawareness.com. And there you'll want to bookmark that site. There's lots of great, great resources there, plus the information on how to contact Patrick Smith and set up that next Wealth Awareness Workshop and attend and register for that. Also, the Money Works session as well. You get your questions answered, learn more about what we're talking about today, meeting face-to-face with Patrick Smith. There's no cost, no obligation, no sales pitch involved there. It is the beginning of the wealth awareness process of learning how your money works. 817-571-2626. You'll find that number on the website when you log in to wealthawareness.com. For my friend Patrick Smith, I'm Ron Taylor. This is Believers in Business.